bit of a scary, complicated looking flow diagram, but it's just a general overview of two main overall phases to building this website, this decision aid: a content specification phase and a creative design phase. And actually, the first phase, the content specification phase, this began long before my involvement in the project, stemming from the work done in Sheffield by Lisa and Malcolm, which Lisa talked about a little earlier. That was used as the basis for, well, we need this tool, something to use, and an idea of what its role could be and how women may react to it. But we needed to know a bit more. And the Sheffield team carried out a patient needs assessment. They talked to women, discussed issues surrounding decision making and their acceptability of a tool such as this. And if they were to be presented with one, what would they like to see in it? How could it help them, etc.? And also a health professional needs assessment. Clinicians, breast care nurses, they were all interviewed to find out what they thought could be in a tool such as this and whether such a tool would be acceptable to them within their practice. And that helped us gauge the sort of things, the elements to the website that would be required and could be potentially useful. We also had to look at the actual content, make sure that the information we're presenting was accurate and was evidence-based. And for that, we summarised the literature. We looked at systematic reviews, which had already been carried out, key studies in the area, and we synthesised that evidence and invited various experts of varying disciplines, specialist breast care nurses, clinicians, etc., to have a look at this and review this evidence summary. In their opinion, was it accurate? Was it reflecting the literature well and the evidence base? And was there anything we were missing? And this is a little bit of an iterative process. We collated the comments, we revised the evidence summary, and we sent it back out again for further comment to try and make sure that the evidence we presented in the tool was as accurate as it could be and reflected what was being presented to patients across different units. Other elements that we also then to put into this tool, as Veronica has just shown you, there's various aspects to the site. There are photos, for example. We also have videos on there. And these were all elements that took a bit of pulling together. The photos were accessed from patients who attended the University Hospital of Wales in Cardiff. Helen McGarrigle very kindly helped identify photographs which would be relevant to this particular decision, and we contacted patients and requested permission to use it in the site. So all the photos on there have we do have explicit consent for that. These photos were pulled together by our media resources unit at Cardiff. They did an excellent job collating different views of each individual patient and present them as a slideshow almost, so you get a view around the patient body and also looking at the patient with clothes, with a bra on, without, etc., for the different photos. The videos I just referred to, we have videos on there of enacted patient experiences. From the needs assessment, we pulled out quotes that tapped into various different areas that we know women think about, they may worry about, they may consider when they're thinking about their choice. And we got actors actually enacted these quotations in little video clips for people to access. The content itself had to be written in a language suitable for somebody using the website, so to be explained as simply as possible, but also get that key information across. And we pulled all that together and started on the actual building of the prototype.